In revolutionary France, the issues about women's rights and relations between the sexes that still preoccupy us today were openly debated in the press, in political clubs, and even in the nation's legislature. Mary Wollstonecraft, recognized as the pioneer of modern feminism, wrote her trailblazing Vindication of the Rights of Women in Revolutionary Paris, but a French reviewer commented that women there had already shown that they could do more than even Wollstonecraft imagined. Some of the women of the period, the playwright and pamphleteer Olympe de Gouges, the novelist and salon hostess Madame de Staël, the backroom politician Madame Roland, and the unhappy queen Marie Antoinette, became prominent public figures and left ample records of their thoughts. Others took part in mass uprisings or exerted influence through their daily grumbling about bread prices. Under the new laws on marriage and divorce, some women welcomed the possibility of changes in family life. Others played a key role in frustrating male revolutionaries' efforts to do away with the Catholic Church. A history of the French Revolution that does not remember the ladies is incomplete. In today's world, the issues of race and slavery during the French Revolution also command attention they did not receive in the past. On the map, the scattered islands of France's overseas empire in 1789 looked insignificant compared to the holdings of the British, the Spanish, and the Portuguese, but their importance was out of all proportion to their size. In 1787, the colonies provided 37% of the goods imported into France and took 22% of its exports. One French colony alone, Saint-Domingue, today's Haiti, provided half the world's supply of sugar and coffee. These profits came from the labor of enslaved black men and women. In 1789, the 800,000 slaves in the French sugar islands in the Caribbean and the Indian Ocean outnumbered the 670,000 in the 13 newly independent American states. Indeed, the number of Africans being transported to the French colonies reached its all-time peak just as the French revolutionaries were proclaiming that men are born and remain free and equal in rights. The French colonies and their slaves were far away from Europe, but they preoccupied the minds of thinkers in France. The Abbé Guillaume Reynal's History of the Two Indies, a multi-volume work with passages condemning colonialism and slavery, was a bestseller in the pre-revolutionary years. In 1788, Marie Antoinette authorized the gift of a gilded watch for Jean.